This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian nuclear negotiator says that Tehran will begin enriching uranium up to 60% purity after an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Now, that's a higher level than the program has enriched to before, but remains short of weapons grade. The announcement Tuesday marks a significant escalation after the sabotage suspected to have been carried out by Israel. It could result in further action by Israel, whose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed never to allow Tehran to obtain a nuclear weapon, and further false tensions across the Mideast. Iran's minister, as foreign minister, earlier warned that the weekend assault could hurt ongoing negotiations over its tattered atomic deal with world powers. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. That's the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. The decision defies a May 1st deadline for a full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year, and it leaves no room for additional extensions. A senior administration official says that called the September date an absolute deadline that will not be affected by security conditions in that country. While Biden's decision keeps U.S. troops in Afghanistan 4 months longer than initially planned, it does set a firm end to 2 decades of war that killed more than 2,200 troops, wounded 20,000, and cost as much as $1 trillion. This is VOA News.